USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he supports workers and often benefits from campaign contributions from labor unions, but he said he vetoed this bill because the fund the state uses to pay unemployment benefits will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. The fund ran out of money and had to borrow from the federal government during the pandemic, when Newsom ordered most businesses to close and caused a massive spike in unemployment. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican said the 45-day stopgap bill that passed with Democratic support on Saturday was the last straw. Gaetz learned overnight that McCarthy made a secret deal with Democrats on Ukraine. Gaetz says that McCarthy can't be trusted, claiming that the speaker lied to President Biden and lied to conservatives. General Motors has laid off more than 160 union workers at two plants in Ohio as the United Auto Workers strike grows. GM laid off 130 workers just outside of Cleveland and another 34 an hour north of Columbus. GM said that beginning Monday, a portion of the two plants won't have any work available, and that laid off workers aren't expected to return until the strike is over. The layoffs come as the UAW expands its strike to more plants. The Department of Education is studying new ways to cancel student loans as payments begin this weekend. Federal student loans have not accrued interest since March 2020, but will begin doing so today. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is moving forward on a series of new initiatives that have been announced since the Supreme Court struck down its $400 billion student debt transfer in June. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Connecticut's most wide-ranging gun control measure since the 2013 law enacted after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting takes effect today, with proponents vowing to pursue more gun legislation despite legal challenges happening across the country. The new law, signed by Democrat Governor Ned Lamont in June, bans the open carrying of firearms and prohibits the sale of more than three handguns within 30 days to any one person, with some exceptions for instructors and others. Immediately after it was passed, the law was challenged in court by gun rights supporters. Every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert test this coming Wednesday. FEMA and the FCC have scheduled the drill for October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. You can expect your cell phone to receive an alert that reads, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." The reason for the test is to make sure all systems are prepared in case a national emergency needs to be sent out to the public. Radios and televisions will also be tested that same day, and that test will last approximately 1 minute. The Powerball jackpot climbed to an estimated $1.04 billion after no players hit it big on Saturday night, continuing a stretch of frustrated lottery players lasting for more than 2 months. The $1.04 billion jackpot is for the sole winner who opts to take the payment through an annuity doled out over 30 years. Winners almost always take the cash option, which for Monday night's drawing could be an estimated $478.2 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.